Following yesterday's storm, we have a fresh snowpack on the ground. Also following yesterday's storm, we've had some colder air arrive in the area. Temperatures today have been in the teens and 20s. It's actually colder, though, in Texas, believe it or not. At least in northern Texas, the Panhandle area, temperatures there are colder than they are across New York and western New England this afternoon. And in the coming days, temperatures around here will remain relatively cool, but not extremely cold, so I'm not forecasting the frigid air like we've had earlier in the winter season, but kind of typical winter cold as we work through the next few days. But there are no big storms in sight, at least through the first half of the weekend. So for tonight, we'll see a chance for a few snow showers, especially in the northern mountains. There's a little disturbance coming in out of Canada, and we'll also have some lake effect snow fire up to our west. Otherwise, it will be a quiet night with temperatures falling back into the single digits and lower teens. During the day tomorrow, again, there's that chance for a few mountain snow showers across the North Country. Otherwise, the sky will be partly to mostly sunny, and it will be a cold day with temperatures again in the teens and 20s. The quiet weather goes on into Saturday. Clouds will increase through the day. Temperatures will warm into the 20s. And then as we work towards Saturday night into Sunday, there's going to be a focus on a storm threat along the East Coast. Now, earlier this week, some of the computer model data did bring a rather large or significant winter storm to portions of the Northeast, but now the trend is for the big storm, the strong storm, to stay far enough offshore that it won't hit us, but we would see still some light snow as the northern branch of the jet stream brings a disturbance through our area. Now, certainly it's something that we need to monitor in the coming days. Sometimes these storms kind of go away in the computer models and then come back, so it is a situation we will monitor closely. But for now, we're going to forecast some light snow on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the mountains, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers in the mountains, high 16 to 22. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers in the Adirondacks, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers in the Adirondacks, high 16 to 22. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low 8 to 12. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the mid to upper 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the lower 20s. Region-wide, on Saturday, increasing clouds, high in the 20s. And on Sunday, cloudy with a chance of light snow, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.